Hello.
大家好。
It's good to see you again.
很高兴又见到大家。
As we celebrate Palm Sunday, I want to talk to you about how to welcome a king.
今天我们在这里头庆祝棕榈主日。我来给你们讲讲我们如何欢迎我们的王。
The thing about Jesus as king is he doesn't look like a king in this story.
耶稣是王，但是他看上去并不像普通的王那样。
And the thing that people were expecting when they thought about a king is not what Jesus appeared to be.
他和普通人心中常常想象的君王的形象是不一样的。
And we have the same issues when we welcome Jesus the King.
我们也遇到同样的问题。
So I want to look into this part of the Bible.
所以我们今天来学习这一段圣经。
And give us some ideas about how we should welcome our King.
让我们来学习我们应该怎么样欢迎耶稣作王。
The first thing that you notice about Jesus here is that he's changing the way he relates to people.
首先一个重大的改变就是他改变了他宣告诉别人他是谁。
Until now in Matthew's history, Jesus has told everyone be quiet.
到在这之前耶稣一直是告诉别人说不要告诉他们我是谁。
Whenever Jesus would do a miracle, he would say, don't tell anyone.
当他行神迹的时候他总是告诉别人说不要告诉人。
When demons would say, oh, you're the son of God, Jesus would tell them, be quiet.
当魔鬼来诱惑他的时候他也是告诉他们。说要不要让别人知道。
This is true in Matthew from chapter 1 to chapter 19.
在马太福音里头从第一章一直到十九章都是这样的。
But something major changed in chapter 20 of Matthew's history of Jesus.
但是从第二十章开始就有了重大的转变。
Two men came to Jesus begging for healing.
有两个人来到耶稣面前求他医治。
And they said, Son of David, have mercy on us.
他们说大卫的子孙呐，求你怜悯我们。
Son of David was a special name for the Messiah, the Savior.
大卫的子孙是救主的特殊的名字。
This time, Jesus didn't tell them to be quiet.
这一次耶稣并没有要求他们说不要告诉任何人。
In fact, he accepted that they called him the son of David, the Messiah.
反而他就接受了这两个人来对他这个称呼。
Every other time, when Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem, he came very quietly.
以前每次他进耶路撒冷城他都是悄悄地进的。
This time, as Jesus entered Jerusalem, he came with a huge crowd.
这次他进耶路撒冷城是有很大的排场的。
Jewish people were traveling from all over the world.
那时候犹太人是从各地赶来。
To come to a special religious festival called the Passover.
他们来到这里是过逾越节。
And so from every direction, they're converging on the city of Jerusalem.
从各地各处都聚集到耶路撒冷城来。
In the Old Testament, there was a prediction about how the Christ, the King, would enter the city.
在旧约里有先知这样预言到耶稣将来是要怎样来。
In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, which is quoted here, it said that the king would come riding on a colt, an immature donkey.
在撒迦利亚书第九章第九节这样说的， 马太福音也就引用了他说，看哪，你的王来到这里是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Can you imagine a great king riding into an ancient city riding a pony?
Can 你能想象吗？一个伟大的王在进耶路撒冷城的时候，是骑着一个驴驹进来的。
How many have you here have ever ridden a horse or a pony? Raise your hand.
你们大家谁骑过马或者骑过小马？
1, 2, 3. Did you ride a horse or a pony?
你骑的是大马还是小马？
She rode a horse. Anyone ride a pony?
有没有人骑过小马，是那种很小的马？
I owned a pony.
我有过一匹小马。
And I rode, when I was growing up, I rode a horse sometimes.
在我长大的过程中，我也骑过大马。
It's much more impressive to ride a horse than a pony, yes?
骑大马的时候，我就觉得非常的威武雄壮。
Jesus was sending an unmissable message to the city.
耶稣是想向民众传达一个信息。
The only king who would ever ride a pony into Jerusalem was going to be the Messiah.
他是唯一一个要能骑着驴驹进城的君王，他是救主。
So before, he was being very secretive about being the Christ.
以前呢，他总是悄不作声，他不想让人知道他是基督。
Now he's very publicly saying confrontationally, I am the king.
他现在是在民众面前大声的宣告他是基督，而且他要直面我们。
In Luke's history of this, he noticed this.
在路加福音中，路加也提到这个。
Luke said that some of the Pharisees told Jesus to stop allowing people to say Hosanna, Hosanna.
在路加福音中，路加提到，当时有法利赛人叫耶稣指责他的门徒，让他们不要这么吵，要他们安静。
The word Hosanna in Hebrew means God save us.
在希伯来语里面，何撒那意思是神呐，拯救我们。
So they were looking at Jesus riding a pony, and they were shouting, "God save us!"
这些法利赛人看到的是耶稣骑着一个驴驹进来，所有的人群就在喊神啊，拯救我们。
And the Pharisees thought that it was wrong to say to Jesus, "God save us."
所以这些法利赛人不明白，不知道耶稣是神。
But Jesus said, "If the people don't say Hosanna, even the rocks will have to say Hosanna."
但是耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
One of my favorite authors is Tim Keller.
我特别喜欢Timothy Keller. Keller 是一个很好的一个牧师。
He wrote a book recently called Christ the King.
他最近写了一本书叫《基督为王》。
Keller said that Jesus here is sending a confrontational message.
凯勒在书中说，耶稣在这里面是在这时是向民众们传达一个要直面我们的一个信息。
Keller is saying either crown me or kill me, but you're not allowed to just like me, in the words of Jesus.
耶稣的意思是说，你们要不然就让我加冕为王，要不然就杀了我。你们不能只是因为我说你爱听的才喜欢我。
When you expect Christ to come, what did you expect?
你觉得你认为基督来的时候会是什么样的呢？
We have different ideas about what a savior king would be like.
我们每个人心里可能都有不同的想法，只觉得这个王该是什么样子的。
Some of us want a savior only.
有些人只想要耶稣这个救主。
We want someone to help us when we are ill.
我们需要帮助，当我们生病的时候，我们需要神来医治。
We want a savior to help us when we can't find a job.
我们需要耶稣的帮助，当我们找不到工作的时候。
We want someone to help us when we're taking a calculus final examination at school.
我们在考试时候遇到难题，需要耶稣帮忙。
And then some of us, we don't necessarily think we need a savior.
甚至有些人可能觉得我们不需要耶稣来救我们。
We want a king who's powerful.
我们就是需要一个有权柄的君王。
And we want him to make our enemies be good to us.
我们想让他打败我们的敌人，让那些敌人也臣服于我们。
And so we want him to be powerful and deliver us from bad government.
我们想让他把我们从腐败的政府中拯救出来。
And maybe bad taxes.
或者让他帮我们减税。
But Jesus didn't come to meet our expectations as a king.
但是耶稣来不是来做这些的。
Jesus came to confront our expectations as king.
耶稣来是来直接告诉我们王是什么样的。
What do you do when you expect God to be one way and he's not that way at all?
那你怎么办呢？当这个王来了的时候跟你想象的不一样。
You expect God to, you pray and you expect God to heal you immediately.
你祷告请神医治你的时候，你总是想让他立即医治你。
The Jewish people in Jerusalem were being oppressed by the Roman government.
当时这些犹太人是受着罗马政府的压迫。
They expected God to come and make the Roman government go away.
他们的想法就是这个王来了就会把罗马政府推翻。
But Jesus didn't come to meet their expectations. He came to challenge them.
但是耶稣来了却并没有为他们做这个。
You cannot accept Jesus based on your idea of who he is.
但是你不能定义耶稣该是什么样的。
When he confronts your idea about who he is, you have to either accept him or reject him based on who he really is.
当他向你提出挑战，让你知道他到底是什么样的王的时候，你这时候需要做出一个决断。
So here's my first advice to you on how to welcome a confrontational king.
这是我给你的第一点建议让你来知道怎么样欢迎。
When the king confronts your idea and your idea is wrong, change your idea.
首先，当这个王来挑战你的看法的时候，你可以改变你的看法。
This king demands to be followed.
这个王他要求你来追随他。
As an illustration, look at what he did in the temple in the passage we read.
举个例子来说，你看他在那个殿里面做了什么。
The Jewish people held the temple as a very holy place.
犹太人是把这个神的殿看得非常神圣的。
And of course they called it the house of God.
他们把它叫成神的殿。
Jesus went into the house of God and threw out all the people selling doves and sacrifices.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
If I come to your house this week and I start to throw the people out who live there.
如果我这个周末到了你家，把你家里的某些人赶出去。
What would you do?
你会怎么反应？
It's your house, yes.
是你的家。
No one else is allowed to come to your house and throw people out.
外人是不允许进到你们家来，甚至还把你家里的人赶走。
Jesus made it very clear. He said, my house will be called a house of prayer.
可是耶稣说，这是我的殿，我的殿是祷告的殿。
The people wanted a rescuer.
人们需要一个拯救者。
They wanted a political king.
他们需要一个政治上的君王。
But they didn't want someone who had the authority to throw people out of their house.
但是他们并不想要一个神可以到他家来把人赶出去。
But the temple is God's house.
但是这个殿是神的殿。
And Jesus is saying very clearly that he is God.
耶稣在这里就向他们宣告他就是神。
So if you welcome Jesus to your house,
所以你如果欢迎神到你们家来,
you must welcome him as God.
你必须把他当作神。
Let me make a second suggestion on how to welcome a king.
那我对你的第二点建议呢?
The second fact about Jesus here is that he's a counterintuitive king.
第二点呢,耶稣他是一个很不寻常理的王。
He's not the king you would expect him to be.
他跟你想象的不一样,超乎人们的想象。
Now and then, do you see things that don't seem to fit together?
那你现在看见这事情像是有点矛盾。
3 weeks ago, I happened to be walking in Chinatown in New York City.
三个星期前呢，我去了纽约的唐人街。
And I saw a lot of things that I expect to see.
我看到了很多是我预料到我能看到的东西。
I saw markets with wonderful vegetables and spices.
我看见市场上有很多好的新鲜蔬菜啊，各种那个调料。
And then I saw something really unusual.
但是我也看到一些我意想不到的。
It said on the side that it was a New York City police car.
有一辆车旁边上面写着是纽约警察署。
But it was one of those little smart cars.
但是呢是一个非常小的那种节能的车。
It barely had room for a policeman in it.
好像都装不下一个警察。
And I thought if there was trouble, two people would come out and just flip his car over.
万一他遇到什么麻烦的话，他要想去制止惹麻烦的人，可能那个两个人就可以把他的车抬起来掀翻。
I felt terrible for the policeman who had to drive that car.
我觉得这个警察蛮可怜的，开这么一个小车。
Well, that's the kind of thing I think about when I think of the king riding a pony.
这就像我看见一个君王骑着一个驴驹。
Someone, I looked this week to see what do Chinese war horses look like.
我呢这星期查了一下中国的战马是什么样的。
And I bet Pastor Luke could tell us the whole history of Chinese war horses.
我想朱牧师一定能给我们讲这个很多历史是中国的战马都是历史上都是什么样的。
They're very impressive, the pictures I saw.
他们是非常的威武的。
They're powerful and they have a lot of muscles.
非常高大强壮。
I have to admit that I would be afraid to ride a Chinese war horse.
我可能都不敢去骑。
Horses don't like me.
马并不很喜欢我。
Two or three times the horses have bucked me off and made me land hard on the ground.
有两三次我都被马先掉在地上，摔在地上。
If a king came to me riding on a powerful war horse,
如果君王是骑着一个高头大马，
he would have to be a powerful, strong, athletic king.
他一定是非常，也是非常高大强壮的。
But, you know, a king who came riding on a pony,
但是一个君王骑着一个驴驹来，
I can ride a pony.
我觉得我也能骑。
You can ride a pony.
你也可以骑。
The idea that Jesus would come in a way that was not as expected.
耶稣这个到来的方式呢是很出人意料的。
I told the children today, as I was talking about this,
今天上午呢，我在上午的主日给孩子们这么说。
Jesus did not come to be a bully.
耶稣来这儿呢，不是来那个欺凌我们的。
Though he's very powerful, he's also very gentle.
尽管是他有极大的能力，但是呢，他也非常温柔。
There's nothing intimidating about a king riding a pony.
他骑着驴驹来，就让我们觉得他并不是很可怕。
A great general on a war horse demands to be obeyed and followed.
如果是像一个将军一样骑着一个高头大马来，让大家都听从他的命令。
A servant riding on a donkey comes to meet our needs, comes to save us.
但是耶稣骑着驴驹来，就像一个仆人一样，他是来为我们服务。
Jesus did not come to lord it over us, be our administrator and boss.
耶稣来这儿来，不是来管理我们的。
He said that he came to sacrifice himself for our sins.
他是来为我们的罪而牺牲。
His last meal with his disciples.
他和他的门徒的最后的晚餐。
He got on his knees on the floor and washed their feet.
他跪在地上为他的门徒洗脚。
As the people began to worship this unexpected king.
当民众开始敬拜这个出乎人意料的神的时候。
By the end of the week, the greatest victory in human history would have been won.
到了这个几天之后，人类历史上最大的一个胜利就发生了。
This great victory would be won on a cross.By a king who took our place and died.
这个人类历史上最大的一个胜利就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪牺牲。
People expect great political leaders to demand that they die for the great leader.
一般来说在政治上这个比较强大的这个君王，他一般都是要求别人来为他牺牲。
Jesus is a great leader who died for his subjects as king.
但是反而耶稣是为他的民众而牺牲。
When the people were waving the palm branches, that happens again in the end of the Bible.
当人们挥舞着棕榈枝这件事呢，在圣经的结尾又一次被提到。
In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation in chapter 7,
在启示录的第七章
it says, After this I looked, and he's looking in heaven, there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation and tribe and people and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb, which is Jesus, and they were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands.
在圣经结尾启示录第七章这样说，后来我又看见一大群人，多得不可胜数，他们来自各国家、各部落、各民族、各语言族群，身穿白袍，手拿棕树枝，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
Imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of saints spread before you.
想象一下啊，成千上万的圣人站在你的面前。
And they're wearing brilliant white outer garments.
都穿着雪白的袍子。
When I visit the developing world, nothing is white.
当我去发展中国家去那边看，什么基本都没有什么是白色的。
So when I'm in Africa, the Middle East, Everything that used to be white is now kind of brown.
我去过非洲 African 还有什么？ Where else?
In Africa or in the Middle East.
Yeah, 去中东和非洲，很多就是本来是白色的，渐渐的也都变成黄褐色。
So to a person reading this, this is a miracle.
所以这是很奇妙的。
Their outer garments are brilliant white, like they've just all been to the laundry.
他们穿的袍子是雪白雪白的。
Because Jesus Christ has washed them clean by his sacrifice.
因为耶稣基督用他的牺牲洗净了所以他们的袍子是雪白的。
Their sins are forgiven and their guilt is gone.
他们的罪被洗净了他们的罪被赦免。
And there are millions and millions and millions of them.
成百上千的。
And they're waving palm branches again.
他们又在挥动着棕树枝。
I want you to relate to this idea of this unexpected king.
我想让你再次来想一下这个耶稣他是多么的出人意料。
You and I, we get an idea in our head about how God is supposed to react to us.
你我大家心中可能都会有一个想法，觉得神应该是什么样的。
We say, I know exactly what God will do.
或许你觉得我知道神要怎么做。
If I get ill, I'll pray and he'll make me better.
如果我病了，我就只需要祷告，这样神就会医治我。
If I need a job, I'll pray and God will provide for me right away.
如果我失业了，需要工作，我就祷告，神就会马上给我一份工作。
If I need something for one of my family and I ask God, he'll help me right away.
如果我们家有人需要什么，我就祷告，然后神也会马上就给我。
But then, God doesn't do what you expected him to do.
但是你会发现神并不是这样的。
It's like we all try to make these boxes and then we try to contain God in this box.
就好像是我们自己心里设定了一个想法神应该什么样的好像做了一个盒子就要把神放在这个盒子里。
But he's the unexpected God, so he keeps doing things we don't expect him to do.
但是他总是出人意料的。
And he does not do the things we expected him to do.
他经常不做我们期待他要做的事。
How do you welcome a God who keeps escaping your expectations?
你如何来欢迎这样的一位神呢？在他不按你的想法来做事的时候。
Let me give you another quote from my friend Tim Keller.
我再引用一段凯勒牧师的话。
He said, God always gives those who pray and trust him the thing they would have prayed for if they knew what only God knows.
他说神总是会给向他祷告的人的他祷告的事情。只要他祷告的事是神想要他祷告的，如果他知道神想要他如何祷告。
That went so well, Ding and I are going to repeat it again. Here we go. God always gives those who pray and trust him the thing they would have prayed for if they knew what only God knows.
如果每个人都知道神是怎么样想让他祷告的话，如果他祷告的事情是神想让他祷告的，那神一定会给他。
So if you're going to welcome this unexpected king,
所以你们要欢迎这个出乎你意料的神。
You need to welcome him to change your ideas constantly.
你就必须要欢迎他来随时改变你的想法。
And you need to trust him when you don't think he's acting the way you thought he would.
你必须随时随刻都相信他，就算是他 并没有按你的想象来做事。
I have one more suggestion on how to welcome this king.
我还有最后一点建议。
Jesus promised that he's going to come again.
耶稣向我们许诺他还会再来。
When he comes again, we have to be ready to welcome him again.
等他再来的时候，我们必须要准备好来欢迎他。
In many ways, we want Jesus to fix our broken world.
在很多时候，我们总是想要耶稣来拯救我们这个破碎的世界。
The nature is not working the way it used to work.
大自然已经没有以前那么好了。
In many places, the air and the streams, the water is polluted.
很多地方有空气、水污染。
Society is broken. People are, there's violence.
很多社会问题，比如说暴力。
People are at war with one another and dying.
有战争，有死亡。
We would like Jesus to fix our broken world.
我们想让耶稣来拯救我们这个破碎的世界。
And when he comes back, he will.
当他再回来的时候，他会的。
But he has a priority, even greater than that one.
但是呢，他有更重要的事要做。
First, he wants to fix us.
他首先要拯救我们。
His broken people.
拯救他的人民。
As a way of describing how complete his salvation will be,Jesus promises to fix nature.
他的拯救是完全的，所以他也许诺了他会拯救自然。
Listen to this prediction from Psalm 96.
让我们来读一下诗篇。
Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. The trees of the wood will rejoice before the Lord, for when he comes...He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
诗篇九十六章十二到十三节，愿田野和其中的万物都喜气洋洋，愿林中的树木都欢然赞美耶和华，因为他要来审判大地，他要按公义审判世界，凭他的信实审判万民。
His promise is when he comes again, he's going to bless everything.
他许诺当他再来的时候，他要赐福给所有的人。
He's going to take all the evil out of the world and send it away.
他会把所有的邪恶都除去。
And he's going to take the people who welcomed him as king, and they'll be with him forever.
他会把所有神的子民都招到他身边。这些神的子民会永远和他在一起。
One description of this is the lions will actually lay down and take a nap with lambs.
有一种说法是，就连狮子也会和羊羔在一块同眠。
Little children would be able to sleep safely by a poisonous snake's nest.
婴孩也可以和毒蛇在一块安全。
So Jesus is saying to you and me, Look,
耶稣是在对你我大家这么说。
Your king is coming.
你的王要来了。
The first time he came riding on a pony.
他第一次来呢是骑着驴驹来的。
When he comes again, he's coming in glory and majesty.
当他再来的时候呢，他会带着所有的荣耀来。
You know, it was impossible for anyone to ride a pony that no one had ever ridden before.
一般说来，一匹从来没有被人骑过的驴驹是很不容易骑的。
The pony not only would allow Jesus to ride him.
但是这个驴驹就很乖乖的让耶稣骑着它。
But he rode through a great crowd of people shouting.
而且呢，还路过一群特别特别吵的人群
，and waving tree branches，
这些人们在向他挥舞着棕树枝
，and throwing their coats on the road in front of the donkey，
把他们的衣服放在地上铺在路上。
Why wasn't the donkey terrified？
但是这个驴驹并没有被惊吓。
I know I would have run away.
如果是我肯定早就吓跑了。
I'm thinking, when Jesus comes again, it's going to be really loud.
我想等耶稣再来的时候也一定是非常非常的吵，声音会非常大。
He's bringing millions of angels with him.
他会带着成千上万的天使。
And millions of Christians with him.
还有上百万的基督徒。
What's going to keep you and me from running away?
那我们怎么样才能不被吓跑呢？
The same Jesus who rode the pony is coming so we can come with him.
因为这是同样的，还是同一位耶稣，就是当年骑着驴驹来的耶稣这样我们可以跟着他。
He's coming to take us home.
他是来带我们一起回家。
To live with him in his house forever.
去和他住在他的家里，永永远远。
And so this picture of him coming gently and meekly gives me comfort.
所以他以这样温柔的方式来，是让我感觉心里特别的有安慰。
When Jesus comes again, welcome him.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们也欢迎他。
You won't need to be afraid.
你不用害怕。
Receive him as your savior and deliverer and king.
接受他做你的救主，做你的王。
If you do this, you will discover there's peace in going with him.
只要你这样做，你就会有平安，你就能跟着他。
We have nothing to fear from this king.
这个王我们没有任何可怕的。
And so, what do I suggest that you say when Christ comes again?
那当耶稣基督再来的时候，你应该说什么呢？
Say Hosanna.
说赫萨那，神拯救。
God save me.
神拯救我。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, thank you for sending your son Jesus.
神啊，谢谢你赐你的儿子来。
Thank you, Jesus, for confronting our wrong ideas.
谢谢耶稣来直面我们的想法。
Thank you for demanding to be our King and Lord.
谢谢你来要做我们的王。
Lord Jesus, we have many wrong ideas about you.
主耶稣啊，我们有很多对你的不正确的看法。
We often misunderstand what you're doing.
我们经常不理解你在做什么。
We know that you love us.
我们知道你是爱我们的。
And we know that you came to save us.
我们知道你是来拯救我们的。
But we need faith to trust you.
但是我们需要信心来相信你。
And we need your help to change our thinking about you.
我们需要你的帮助来改变我们对你的看法。
Jesus, help us to live every day looking for your return.
耶稣帮助我们，让我们改变我们，让我们每天都盼望你的再来。
And like this little colt, not to be afraid.
就像这个驴驹一样，不会害怕。
But to say Hosanna.
但是到时候我们会说神拯救我们。
God save us.
神拯救我们。
And you promise that you will save everyone who comes in faith asking.
你许诺你会拯救所有对你相信的人。
Thank you for being our king.
谢谢你做我们的王。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.